Hi, I'm Guy, and I'm not drinking Guinness. I'm drinking rosé. Specifically, me and Monsieur Jones.
I'm Alex, and I'm drinking the Wild Beer Company's Pogo Pale Ale.
It's almost time at the bar.
And this is the Last Call podcast. Well, here we are. Episode 10.
The last one of the season.
It is. It's the series finale on series one of the Last Call podcast. And then I guess we'll take a little bit of a break. Try and learn to be a little bit funnier.
Yeah, you should.
I'm perfectly funny. I meant that more for you.
Oh.
But then we come back to the drawing board and do a season two. Wow, the enthusiasm. There's no enthusiasm in the start of the podcast at all.
I'm enthusiastic. It's sad. It's the last one of the season.
It is a sad moment.
Sad moment.
And truth be told, we're not sure when we're going to be able to start recording for a second season.
Possibly never.
But possibly.
This might be like, what's that band that made one album? That was it.
There's so many.
Well, we're like them.
Well, let's not talk too much about a possible series two this episode, because if we end up not making one, then we'll look like idiots in this.
Okay.
But I guess we should take a moment to say thank you to everybody who's listened to our podcast over the last 10 episodes, which is not a short amount of audio.
No, last 10 weeks.
Yeah, you've been with us for the last 10 weeks.
So we really appreciate it.
We got a lot more listens than I thought we were going to get.
Yeah. Well, you got to think why we started this. We both started this out of mere boredom. Because of the lockdown, and look at where we've come.
So, I know. We're doing a very good semi-professional job of this.
I think it deserves a pat on the back.
Well, well done us. So, let's dive straight in. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk to you about the end of the lockdown. Now that restrictions are starting to get lifted, shops are open. I'm now back at work preparing to open the pubs. In early July. So everything is kind of starting to, I wouldn't say go back to normal, because it's definitely not going to be normal. But
no, far from it.
We're now starting to climb back towards the light. Mm. What is your first port of call? What's the first thing you'll do when everything's back to normal? What have you missed the most?
Ooh, takeaway. And I know what you're going to say.
You know exactly what I'm going to say. Which is, that's not something that stopped.
The takeaways have been open.
Yes.
Think about where I've been.
You've had takeaway.
Think about where I've been. Yeah, but not...
You had Gate of India from Aylsham, which is one of the greatest Indian takeaways possibly in the UK. Didn't you have one of the takeaway services from a pub in Aylsham bring you some food as well? You've had takeaways.
You miss... Okay, right. Why fucking ask me what my lockdown plan is if you're just going to fucking ridicule me, right?
Because I didn't think you were going to say fucking takeaways.
I'm in the fucking butt-fuck end of Norfolk, all right? Yes, there's a Gate of India, and it's delicious. And technically, it is a takeaway. But it's not delivery, okay? I'm used to being in London where you've got Deliveroo, and you've got fucking everything on that. I haven't had a takeaway pizza for months.
That's what you miss the most.
Yes. Oh,
everything has been shut down. You can't do anything. And your big plan when lockdown over is to sit indoors and eat a Domino's.
No, I won't go for a Domino's. I'll go for I'll probably go Basilico.
Nice.
Get a nice thin crust and then go for some kind pizza.
So what you've missed is takeaway pizza.
Yeah.
That's what you've missed most in lockdown.
Oh, I mean, I've missed meeting up with my friends and stuff. I
probably and my mates, I guess.
I might go to the park, see my friends, have some barbecue with my mates. My first thing I'm going to do, which is next week, is I'm going to head back to London and meet up with my friends.
Yeah, nice.
While observing social distancing.
Oh, very good. Mm. Are you going to go to the pubs when they reopen?
No. And I'll tell you why. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm guessing it's only going to be... there's going to be a queue. People are going to have to stand 2 metres apart.
Correct.
In a queue. all that for one drink or a round of drinks?
I'll be honest with you. The early impression I have is that it's not going to really be the same at all. I think, and we're working as hard as we can to make sure it doesn't, but I think it's going to suck.
Yeah. I think for me, I just would, now that we're coming, different story if we were maybe in the winter months, but now we're coming into summer, it just seems so much easier to grab a slab out of the shops and go to the park. And I know a lot of people are going to say, but what about a pint from a tap? And yeah, of course, there's nothing I crave more than a Guinness out of the tap. But do I want to wait that long for one pint in a pub that will, like you said, will struggle to have atmosphere because it's not going to be very social?
Well, for example, there's no way to do a dance floor safely.
In fact, there's no way you're going to be able to keep people 2 meters apart as well, especially when they've had a few drinks.
What a lot of pubs are considering, as far as I'm aware, is that you won't be able to stand. There'll be no standing. It will be sitting only. So you have to sit at a table. You sit at a table with people. You can't stand at the bar. Of course you can't stand at the bar.
No.
So you have to queue distanced, order your drinks, go to your table and sit at your table, and all the tables will be spread out. It's going to be very weird. I'm hoping that we see good data come back, or however we're working this stuff out. I don't know. Yeah. I hope, basically, the people who know what's going on, I hope they start saying things are going well soon. So we can get back to normal as quick as possible, because I think that's what everyone wants.
Yeah, I just think if you head back to the pub while all this is going on, the way I would see it is I wouldn't build it up in my mind. I'd probably be like, this isn't going to be that great.
Guess my advice would be to go out and support your independent pubs, because they need the money, they're more likely to feel a bit more like the pub. They might feel they're more likely to be a little bit more relaxed.
It's hard to find an independent pub nowadays.
It really is, especially in Bath. There's a couple knocking around here and there.
But yeah, I think when I go back to the pub, I want to be able to go back to the pub.
Yeah, I'm more than happy just to hold on.
Yeah,
until I've waited. Back open.
I've waited this long. I can hold on a little bit longer. But I do agree with you with supporting independent pubs. I would probably, now you've said that, actually, I would probably be more likely to go to an independent pub.
Yeah.
And get a pint there. But it's just like, you're going to have to queue for a pint. And, that's been my biggest thing about all of this, is the queuing. People who want to go back to the shop. Because the thing is, anything you're trying to do is now doubled in time.
Yeah.
You say you only want to go up to the shops for an hour, you're probably only be able to do one shot, give or take how the queues are. And I just think, well, we've been getting far, we've been doing fine this far. Everybody's been doing fine this far. So why is everybody like, oh, I can't wait to go back shopping again. I can't wait to shop again. Some people who don't use online shopping and need to go shopping. But there's people who have been online shopping this whole time. And now they're like, oh, great. I can't wait to go back to a real shop. And it's like, well, why?
So you can get jostled around by 50 other people?
Yeah, exactly. Take yourself out of that situation. You've been doing fine so far. But hey, each their own. I'm not going to, last podcast, I'm not going to... This is the last podcast of the Last Call podcast.
Yay, there you go. At least for season one.
Yeah, I'm not going to, people do whatever the fuck we want. That's just my view on it. That's my take on it. If you're one of these people that love shopping, go for it. If you're one of these people who adore the pub and can't wait to go back, go for it.
Do what you're going to do.
The lockdown's been fucking hard on everybody. So, really, who am I to judge?
However...
Why have you got to do this? Why have you got to say however?
I will be taking zero shit from people in my pub when we reopen who have a fucking problem with how things are set out.
Oh yeah, if you're gonna go back to the pub and just cause problems and make it difficult for the staff, get fucked.
Do you think I want to? I mean, pubs aren't opening for a couple of weeks, and I'm in here. I got all sorts to sort out: perspex screens, floor signs, at table ordering. I've got to buy sanitizer. The list goes on. The point is, nobody wants to have to do this.
Yeah.
There's a certain kind of person, and there are literally hundreds of these people about, who just like being dicks. They just like
I
it.
completely agree.
They will love that they can come out to the pub now, complain about how the pub is, and then go home. That for them will be better than having the pub back how it was. So, you can fuck off up the road, grab some cans from the off license, go back to your lonely little flat, stick the TV on, and drink there if it's such a problem. That's my rule, and I don't care. I don't care who it is. Some 85-year-old grandma is upset because she has to queue for the toilets. That's tough, grandma.
What are you letting the elderly people use the disabled toilet?
Elderly people shouldn't be in the pub.
Mm.
And I should clarify that I mean when the lockdown eases, when the pubs reopen. You really shouldn't be
You
going
should
to
be
the
at
pub.
home. You should be at home.
You're a high-risk person, and the pub is a high-risk area. So I don't know what kind of a death wish you woke up with this morning, but really.
You'll get all of them though, won't you?
Yeah,
You
100%.
get any elderly boys like, "Oh, I just need a pint."
Get the old boys in for their pint of brown ale.
Oh dear. Well, thanks for that.
Thanks for ruining. You had a really, really nice point. Really nice edit point as well. You said all that nice stuff. It would be a great time to segue. But no. However, if it's a segue we need,
I'm your guy.
surely you're just the man. Why don't you go ahead and set us up with a little segue. Every time I ask you, I immediately regret it because you take a huge pause.
So these stories we've got today, I found on a woman's breast. These are tales from behind the bra.
You're such a mug. You're not even good at them. That's not what a segue is. I don't know. I can't even tell. Are you making a joke?
I get whatever. Just, I'm not doing this with you. I thought that was great.
All right. Hey, you know what? Fine. It got us there, didn't it?
Tales from behind the bra.
No, I understand. I just don't understand. All right. You ready?
Always
Got a
for
few
tales.
tales here. I've got one here from Ruled by Kush.
Whoa, bro.
That's crazy.
That's mad, bro.
They
Speaking
say
fucking truth.
Ruled by Kush says, "I had a drunk customer who could not pay her bill. She ran off and called 999, claiming that I had stabbed her with a sweet potato fry. The reaction of the cop who showed up to look for blood when I told him that the restaurant had discontinued sweet
Mate,
potato fries was truly
no,
priceless."
what? No, hold on. Fuck this, all right? This is off. I'm annoyed already. Why is that police officer even coming? She goes, "Oh, I've been stabbed with a sweet potato fry." The police officer's like, "Yeah, all right, I should probably check
I'm
it out."
on my way. To be fair, she might have called an operator and was like, "I have been stabbed." And the operator was like, "There is someone on the way." And then she went, "With a sweet potato fry." And the operator was like, "Ah, well, they're nearly
Yeah.
there."
I think that's silly. I don't know why you're humouring that. That's such a waste of time. Or he did. He managed to do it and she was bleeding from her gut.
Sweet potato fries, though. Quite soft.
Don't rule anything out.
And
Innocent
also,
until proven guilty.
sweet potato fries, there is a temperature threshold where they go from the best to the worst. When they're piping hot, they're good and they stay good, and then literally they just get that tiny bit colder and it's mush.
I don't know. Unless they weren't cooked, they were frozen.
Oh, hang on. This is the crime of the century.
Hmm.
And then he calls it calls in, and then he writes in to a podcast to brag about it.
Yeah. What a sick bastard.
Well, there we go. Someone just confessed to murder by sweet potato fry.
Hmm. And he's like, but we've discontinued fries.
We don't serve those anymore. You know what? He actually says at the very end of the story, he says, the reaction of the cop when I told him the restaurant discontinued sweet potato fries was priceless. And then he puts, rock solid alibi.
Oh my God, he did it.
And I think it might have been premeditated.
Mm.
Well, there we are, the sweet potato slasher. Unmasked.
Yeah. He's ruled by Kirsch.
Oh, dear. Right, another one here from Anonymous. Another Anonymous says, my manager once told me he had a particular customer who used to come in, get hammered, and then go into the men's room, pick the urinal cakes out of the urinal, and sniff them to try and get high.
Does that work?
I don't think so, guy.
No, I know. I didn't. I
don't want to try.
Yeah, I don't think that works either. I tell you what, though, I was cleaning my one of the very fun things I do while in lockdown. I was cleaning my bike chain.
Oh, wow! You're living the dream.
Yeah, I know, crazy. And I had this chain cleaner, and oh my God, I cleaned my chain, but the smell from it, I was wavy for about 2 hours.
Oh, you've got a little paint stripper high going on.
Oh, man. I was a little bit off
how,
the...
How clean does a bike chain have to be?
Yeah, it has to be quite clean. Because it gets stuck... Because it's oiled, isn't it? It's lubed.
Mm.
You've got to lube the chain. You've got to lube...
Yeah, I was about to say, could you move back from the microphone when you say the word lubed?
And then obviously that collects dirt and stuff and then can stop the chain from going around and changing gear. So you have to use this cleaner, which cleans it all off, which is basically, it's basically paint stripper or, you know, some people use diesel on their chains to clean it. Yeah, I know. And then you re-lube it. But yeah, I was fucking off my head for ages.
Well, there you go. If people are looking for a cheap high, don't sniff your urinal cakes. Half a bit of bike chain cleaner. All right, moving swiftly on. I got another anonymous story. It says, one Saturday, after a long party night, a guy passed out drunk behind a couch, and nobody saw him. Closed everything, set the alarm, everybody went home. The manager received a call from the alarm company about 5 a.m. to say the alarm was going off. The manager got there quick because he lived two blocks from there, only to find the poor guy was crouched in a corner in the fetal position, hands on his ears, crying and screaming, with the full blast alarm going and alarm lights flashing. The guy had no idea where he was or what was happening and had the worst hangover imaginable.
Yeah, that's a horrible place to be.
There's no good place to wake up hungover. Even your own bed. Is not, you don't want to be, being hungover is hard enough as it is.
But with flashing lights and noise and you don't know where you are. You're going to have to, I wonder if he assumed he'd been like taken.
I think he, like, I don't know. I'd assume that I would just, I don't know what I'd do in that position. If I couldn't remember where I was last night, I didn't recognize the building and there were just lights and alarms going.
But surely there was some kind of hit, surely the shells of alcohol and the taps would have given him some kind of clue as to where he was.
True. True. After, you wouldn't have to poke around too much to be I obviously drank in this bar last night. Depends how hungover he was. If he was next level hungover, then the noise might have just crippled him.
Yeah, and the lights.
Mm.
It's 5 a.m. in the morning.
I actually can't imagine anything worse for a hangover at 5 a.m. in the morning than an intruder alarm and the lights going. But also, that's what you get for just crawling into random dark parts of the bar and falling asleep.
Yeah. That's the risk you take when you go for a power nap.
A power nap in the middle of a night.
Have you ever done that?
Gone for a power nap in the middle of a night out?
Yep.
Do you know, I can't say that I have.
Yeah, I have. I saw, well, I was in a booth in the bar and it was pre-drinks before the club and I just knew I wouldn't make it to the club.
So, and you're like, I'm going to sleep now.
So I'm literally, I didn't lay down, but I was kind of like just in the booth.
Just took
and
a
it's kind of, it's kind of that sleep where you're like asleep but awake.
Yeah, you know what you're, I mean? Aware of what's going on, but you're resting.
But you're asleep. Yeah, that's some fucked up shit. Those kind of sleeps, where you're you can hear everything, and you're aware of everything going on around you, but you're asleep. That's weird, man. I get it in cars all the time when I sleep in the car or planes. Do you get that?
I mean, I kind of know what you're talking about, but I've always thought of that as me not being asleep yet.
No, man. You're asleep. You can hear shit. It's weird.
Can you not just open your eyes?
No, because you're asleep. Your body isn't ready to wake up yet, but your ears are awake. I once fell asleep coming back from a rugby tour in Scotland, and no joke, I was asleep, but I could see everything.
Have you considered that you just weren't asleep? Have you considered the possibility that you were wide awake?
No, because then I opened my eyes or came back conscious. And I was like, what the fuck? I've been staring at the seat in front of me this whole time.
Are you sure you didn't just zone out? Asleep.
No, it was for a good 3 hours.
All right.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay, all right.
Well,
I'm talking crazy.
You're saying that you had your eyes closed and you were asleep, but you could see. You were saying that you could see through your own eyelids.
I wasn't saying that. I just feel like my mind was projecting the image I had fallen asleep to.
So you had a dream. You dreamt.
Yeah, I mean, you could technically call it that.
You dreamt but about the back of a bus seat.
Yeah, but not really, because it was. But I could still hear things. What are you not understanding? About
I don't
it?
Think you're asleep. I think you're just. I think you were just sat on the bus, staring at the fucking seat. You zoned out, and then someone was like, "Hey, guy," and you're like, "Oh my god, it was so crazy. I was asleep. I was asleep, but I could see everything and hear everything that was going on, and I could move my arms and talk and eat and walk and shit. It's nuts."
Oh, fine, whatever. I was asleep. Move on.
All right. I've got one here from Luda. He says, I worked at a local bar and two regulars came in really drunk and really stoned.
Ooh.
They ordered beers and just stared into the mirror on the back of the bar. Finally, one of the guys, expressionless, takes his bottle and taps his buddies with it, making it foam all over the bar. We all know the gag.
Yeah.
Smack a bottle on top of a bar.
Classic.
The other guy looks down at his beer going everywhere and, just as expressionless, slams his bottle as hard as he can down on the first guy's beer. Glass shatters everywhere, all down the bar. 20 people are hit with glass. It goes in the ice well. They look at me, still expressionless, and I had to kick them out.
Well, you talked to me about that as a someone who runs a bar.
I'd absolutely kick him out.
Mm, yeah,
you got glass in there, but at the same time, I couldn't. There's something hilarious about that. I don't like the whole smack the bottle on top of the bottle to make it fizz up trick.
I do, because I stick my thumb in the top.
And then it becomes a spray. Yeah, that's my best advice if you get someone.
Big thanks to Lad Bible for showing me that trick.
I just think it's a bit stupid, but I also like the idea that some guy just knocks his bottle and then the other guy retaliates by smashing his bottle.
Yeah. Doesn't know his
strength. Judging by the story, yeah, he didn't mean to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, how drunk / stoned do you have to be? Presumably very.
Just to get some superhuman strength.
Smash.
Yeah.
That would annoy me. That would annoy me if I was, but also if I was working, I think I'd find that hilarious as well.
Surely it's quite annoying that it went in the ice.
Yeah, that's a nightmare. That ice is gone.
Or you continue serving it anyway, and then if someone comes back and goes, there's glass in my drink, you go, congratulations, you're the winner of a free drink.
I don't know. I don't think anyone just walks up and goes, there's glass in my drink. I'm not sure they'd know there's glass in their drink until they drank it. So they'd more likely run up to the bar like,
yeah, and then you go, congratulations, you are this week's winner.
Ah, you must be the glass in the drink winner.
you've got a free ride to hospital. Well done.
I don't know. I imagine that could be unbelievably dangerous. Like, I get, obviously, you could cut your mouth, you'd hurt your throat, it'd sit in your stomach, but that, surely, a little shard of glass.
Yeah, no, obviously, you couldn't carry on serving glass.
Ah. Well, there we go. Moving on.
Next!
I've got our last tale here.
Okay.
It comes from frying.
Spelt?
Exactly as you'd think, like frying bacon.
F-R-Y-I-N-G.
That's the one. I don't know if there's a problem with the nickname bit on the form on the website. either way. He says, I don't know what he was on, but a guy that looked a little out of it asked me how he should take a tequila shooter. I explained to him the order and figured he'd understand how to bite the lime. However, after taking the salt and tequila, the guy throws the whole lime in his mouth, chews on it like it's a piece of chewing gum, and swallows it. I didn't want to embarrass him by calling him out and stopping him, so I left it at that. Judging by the look on his face, he'll probably never do tequila again.
Okay. I thought he was going to go a completely different way. I thought he was going to eat the glass, squeeze the lime in his eye, and then, I don't know, sniff the salt.
Well, the tequila suicide is to snort the salt, take the shot, and then squeeze the lime in your eye. Why you do that, I don't know.
I don't.
Also, what kind of a plum do you have to be if someone says, "Oh, you lick the salt, take the shot, and then bite the lime," to think it means chew and swallow the lime whole?
Yeah. Surely he's been on this planet long enough. I doubt, unless he eats lime like that on his day to day.
Yeah, this might, maybe it's not an interesting story, man. It's just a guy who likes chewing on a lime.
Yeah, lime and tequila.
What are we talking about? A guy chewing on a lime?
I've seen people eat bananas with the skin on. People don't peel oranges sometimes.
Ah.
Yeah. To me, that feels like, you know that, do you remember Chew-Its?
Yeah. Yeah. Those, and there used to be that things,
little tiny bit of paper left on.
It never came off.
I'm just going to eat it. I'm just going to eat it with the paper on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I see it like that.
That actually happened to me recently with a bagel.
I don't want to ask, but go on.
Simple as that. I had a bagel. Came in a a thin paper wrap in the bag.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere between a paper and a napkin. Like a piece of paper and a napkin, if that makes sense.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And as I unwrapped it, it was a warm bagel.
Mm.
And some of the napkin had stuck to the bagel, and I couldn't work out what was napkin, what was bagel. So after a little bit of time, I just, gambled. You've got to roll the dice. Know where to hold them, know where to fold them.
Fair enough. Well, yeah.
Well, that's it.
That's it. It's over. Goodbye. Well,
that just about does it for... That's the end of Tales from Behind the Bar for this season.
We've had some corkers.
We have. So big thank you to everyone who sent a tale in. I'm fairly sure there's a handful that we haven't managed to squeeze in. And a few that have been cut because they just weren't interesting. But otherwise... Otherwise, and thank you to everyone who...
Yeah. And some we couldn't use because they were horrible. They were...
Oh, God, yeah. There was one that we actually... we fact-checked and then had to cut because it was horrible.
So...
Well, there you go. Thanks to everyone who sent one in. And by all means, keep them coming in. We love reading them. I'm sure we'll get around to getting them out at some point. But moving on, we have something different to round out the episode this week.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe, Guy, you'd like to give it an introduction, and then I will hit the music.
Okay.
Why did I ask you to do this? You can't see this at home, but he just stares off into space, playing with a pen. Obviously thinking up some terrible... I mean, I don't want to call them jokes. Are they not segues?
This is hard. I can't really think of one for this. Everyone on Earth has parents. No, hold on. Let me do this again.
You realise that the people listening don't know what this segment is.
Yeah, I know, which is why I'm trying to get a good segue for it.
So everyone on Earth has parents.
No. Alex and I are brothers, which means we've known each other for a long time. 22 years, to be exact. But how well do we know each other? It's time for the Brothers Quiz. Quiz! We're brothers! Questions about the brothers. We come from the same mother.
Well, that was lovely. That I thought it was going to be a lot worse. Yes, it's the brother quiz. We have not put as much planning into how we're going to actually do this as we should have thought. But in the break since last week's episode, Guy and I have written quizzes for one another to see how well Guy knows me and I know him.
Yes.
So how do you want to do this? We've got 10 questions each.
Should we go one question after another?
Yeah.
I'll do one question, you do one. Okay.
Let's do it. You start.
Okay. So an easy one. When is my birthday?
24th of July, 1997.
Correct.
That was an easy win. Are all of yours this easy?
No.
Good.
I just thought I was ready to jump in there if you'd forgotten or didn't know.
Yeah, okay, nice.
And ridicule you, so.
So I got a nice easy one for you here. What is my favourite movie?
Oh, I didn't realise we were doing this. Casablanca.
Is...
No, it's not Casablanca. It's literally behind me.
Yeah, you have a poster of it in your room. I can see it on webcam.
It's Back to the Future.
It's Back to the Future. I'll give you that one. It was a starter question.
All right. What team did I play for in Australia?
Ah. Red Heavies.
Oh, man, that's not the answer I was looking for.
University of Queensland?
Yes, that is the answer I'm looking at. University of Queensland.
Yes.
Also called the Red Heavies.
All right, what is my favourite beer?
Woodford's Wherry.
It is Woodford's Wherry. That's a point.
Yes.
There. We're smashing this. Look at that.
Wow. Maybe this was a terrible idea because we know each
other. Wow. How interesting for people to listen to.
Wow. Oh, they're brothers and they know each other. Okay. What name did I give you when we were younger? I couldn't say Alex.
You so struggle to say my parents insist on calling me Alexander. It's my full birth name, and you struggled to get that out.
Mm-hmm.
So you went for Dodd, which I think everybody listening can agree is very sweet.
I think so. It makes perfect sense as well.
Let's have a look here. All right. What grade did I get on my degree?
Are you kidding? Oh, I don't know. I remember sitting outside of your graduation.
Mm-hmm.
It was cold that day.
Big mum and dad only got tickets for them.
I feel like it was a 2-1.
It was a 2-1.
Okay, sweet. I'm glad it wasn't like a first and I've just...
No.
Done you in. What was my first job?
Job.
First ever proper job.
I'm going to take a gamble and say that cafe in Wroxham.
No.
Damn it.
Before that, I'd worked in the M&S food hall.
Oh, of course you worked in the M&S food hall.
Yeah. Over Christmas, I was a Christmas temp.
Yeah, all right, you give me a... That's the first wrong answer of the quiz. Yeah.
That was a god-awful job. Nothing against M&S, but it was shit.
All right. What nickname did I use to call you to wind you up?
Oh. Sergeant Weenie?
It was Sergeant Weenie!
Oh,
I'll give you a ticket. Much. It was Sergeant Weenie. And that nickname nearly ruined a family holiday to Lanzarote.
Yeah. I hate it. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
It's still funny to me even now. Sergeant Weenie, I can't believe you remembered that. Excellent.
What was the name of my most successful band? And this is multiple choice.
Ah, okay.
Okay, and these are all band names that we had, but yeah. One of them, I had a great success with them.
Can I just guess straight off the bat, Ruby Tuesday?
Why don't I just read you the options? Why don't all you right. just play the game? Instead of doing that.
I'm a huge fan. All right, go on.
A, Ruby Tuesday.
Sounding good.
B, Meet the Lights. C, Left of Center.
My guess is Ruby Tuesday.
Oh, actually, I can't remember now.
Because Ruby Tuesday played that gig at the Fate on the Truck.
What? Are you talking about Chroma Carnival?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
We weren't in a truck. But no, you are actually right. I thought it was Meet the Lights, but I was getting confused. Ruby Tuesday, we played Chroma Carnival, Rockstock, and we won a competition, like a Queen's Jubilee band, Battle of the Bands, which meant we could play Chroma Carnival. And so, yeah, you're actually right. I actually thought it was Meet the Lights, but I'm getting confused because Ruby Tuesday and Meet the Lights played Rockstock.
But both so successful.
But Ruby Tuesday was way more successful.
All right. I got one here for you.
Left of Center was not successful.
What was the name of the first pub I worked in?
I drove past it today. Oh my God. Okay, these aren't my answers, but I just need to rattle off some pubs. Warple Arms, the Fox, the Marsham Arms, the Plough, the... Oh, I'm going up the Cromer Road.
Yep.
I'm turning left. I'm going past all the All Shoes.
You're nearly there.
Oh, what the fuck is that stupid pub's name? It's the something Arms, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, my God.
So now all you got to do is, I'll tell you this. If you can remember the name of the village, you remember the name of the pub.
Havisham? No. No, no, no. No, I don't know. Just tell me.
It was the Erpingham Arms.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
There we are. We're now tied. On 4 points each.
All right. Who is my favourite rugby player?
Tuilagi.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, it's a guess. It's a Hail
Mary. No, it's not. Sergio Parise.
Oh, that's a great shout, to be fair. I got one here for you. How many bones have I broken?
None.
That's correct. I've never broken a bone. It's a little trick question there.
Touch wood.
Yeah, touch wood.
Okay, bonus question. I didn't write this. How many bones have I broken?
Well, this there's no, you can't, if you didn't write it down, you can't score me on this.
Oh, I won't score you on
it's
it.
A random question. Just, I don't know. I'm going to, off the top of my head, 7.
No.
Oh, wait. Lower. Are we saying how many bones have you broken or how many times have you broken something?
How many times have I broken something?
Because you've broken your nose a million times. You barely have a fucking nose anymore. Everyone's like, everyone who sees pictures of you when you were younger, it's like, oh, he looks so different. I'm like, yeah, that's because he's mashed his face. His face has just been pummeled into this, like, wall.
Pretty much.
Now, go on, how many bones have you broken?
In total, I've broken 3. So I've broken my kneecap, my nose, and my little finger.
I had it in my head that you'd broken your collarbone at some point. I don't know why.
No, I'm touch wood, but I haven't, which is odd considering I have such a protruding collarbone.
Collarbone, yeah.
Yeah. I've got, it's honestly like it's too, you could hang off it. They hang so far out.
You're the little dip.
Yeah. So. But no, I have broken my nose 3 times. One was in between your wardrobe and radiator when we were very young. I slipped off.
You didn't slip.
You I didn't slipped. Slip. I was trying to get a ball you off won. The wardrobe.
This is
I
such horseshit.
Oh my gosh.
You had a blanket tied around your neck. You were trying to fly. There were cushions. And on the floor at the bottom of the ladder for when you jumped down. You were trying to fly. We have this argument at least once a year.
I was trying to do.
Why did you put cushions down on the floor?
For safety. I was trying to get
what? Well, it worked a treat, didn't it? You went to fucking hospital. You had a blanket tied around your neck.
For aerodynamics.
Yeah, because you were trying to fly.
To get up the ladder. Whatever.
You know full well you were trying to fly and you smashed your face on as you fell off a bunk bed into a wardrobe. Anyway.
Right, your next question. What was the name of my imaginary friend?
Ah, fuck. Ah, this I know I'm not going to get this. This is going to kill me. Give me the answer.
Beansy. Bloggy.
Bloggy.
Loggy.
Loggy.
You get his name right.
Loggy. Wow, yeah. It's really going back. All right, fine. I fucked that one as well. Unbelievable.
Well, all right. It's time to see who's the better brother, aren't we?
All right, so I'm to start toughen it up a little bit. Who was my teacher in year 5 at Beer Valley School?
Oh, what a dick. Miss Walker.
No.
Oh, I thought that was good.
She was year 6. The answer I was looking for was Mr. Davies.
That little bastard.
That small, angry man.
I wonder if anybody else had a teacher like that, where they were short, and if you were a tall student, it meant that he would get right up in your face to yell at you.
Yeah, he had a real issue with me. All right, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring on the next question.
Okay, this one I thought of. And this is going to throw it back. I mean, I looked up a photo of it today and it threw me way back. One Christmas, we got a Mega Bloks dump truck. Do you remember we got a bin lorry?
Yes.
Which was a secret base. What was the name of the organization that worked out of that secret base? Do you remember the one I'm talking about?
Oh god, like just yeah.
Silver truck, all folded out.
Yeah. Oh my god, it had so many little bits and pieces in there as well, didn't it? I'm not gonna get that.
No, to be fair, I had to Google it as well. It was the Alien Agency.
Ah, yeah, it was. Ah, you got a picture. Yeah, there it is.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. It was the absolute shit.
What a throwback with the little aliens in there.
Yeah. It was like a ripoff of Men in Black.
Yeah, basically. And look at this. Do you remember this as well? The burger.
Oh my god, the burger bun.
The Burger Barn. That was another one of their secret bases.
Do you know, I'd completely forgotten about that toy until you just mentioned it. I'd literally completely forgotten.
I don't know why it came to me, but it just did.
Well, that was a great question. I'll give you that. That was a great question.
Thank you.
Let me see what I can throw at you to try and get you some points down. How many ones have we done now? This is round number... It's the end of round 8.
I've got 2 questions left.
All right. Okay. What number was the house we lived in on Winslow Road?
That's cruel. You know I wasn't alive.
You only lived there for 3 years.
The first 3 years of my life.
I know. I lived there for the first 6 years of my life, so I got a little bit of...
15?
It was 10.
Oh.
10 Winslow Road. Anyone listening in Buckinghamshire, specifically the Wingrave area, if you live at 10 Winslow Road, hi, we used to live in your house.
Okay, what was my first high school play?
Annie.
Okay, I'll help you. Play.
Kez. David Copperfield.
Is David Copperfield.
I got to have a point for that.
Yeah.
Get got on the third guess.
Yeah. David Copperfield, where I played the evil stepdad, where I just used to yell at some kid. I can't remember his name now.
All right. What kind of alarm clock did we have when we shared a room at Nelson Way?
Oh,
in fact, we shared the room that you're in right now. The room that is now your room. We shared that room.
That was weird. I threw up all over one of the beds.
And we had an alarm clock. It was an old-fashioned alarm clock with real bells on top, and it had a theme. And what was that theme?
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, it's a good guess. It was Care Bears.
Oh, what a load of shit.
I don't know why we had a Care Bear alarm clock. I don't know where that came from, but we did. We had a Care Bear alarm clock. Back when we were squeezed into a room. In a house that had plenty of bedrooms.
I liked sharing a room. I thought it was cool. The problem is you hated me.
Yeah, I mean, you see why that was an issue? You always wanted to do stuff.
Yeah, what a bastard I was.
You saved a nice hard question for the final question.
Not really.
All right.
Why did I fall down some rocks into a pool in South Africa?
I think
you know the answer.
I do, but I can't remember if it's because I pushed you or if because I told you it was safe to jump and it wasn't. No, I got in the way because I got in the way.
Correct. You swam underneath
right
me.
In the way.
I was about to jump in off these rocks into the pool, and you decided at that point to swim underneath where I'd be landing. So to try to stop myself, I grabbed a plant, which then obviously snapped, and then I fell down these rocks and cut my back.
Good times, right?
No, that was because of you, and you've never apologized.
Because I also, I don't know.
You don't feel like you did anything wrong?
Not really.
No.
Swimming in the pool. You weren't like,
we were jumping in. We were jumping in. You had just jumped in. It was your turn. You had just jumped in. Then it was my turn. So you knew I was coming, but you chose to swim under me anyway. And I fell down some rocks, cut my back. What I'm noticing from these questions is I seem to be hurt all the time and you seem to be absolutely fine.
That's because, hey, the rocks thing, admittedly, I was involved in the problem there, but that's because you try and fly off bunk beds.
The only time I remember you getting hurt is when you took that chunk of flesh out of your knee on mum's bike.
Oh, yeah, I still have a little scar from that. Boy, I'm looking like the worst brother in this.
I won't lie to you, man. When we were younger, you were a dick.
Hey, you could be a real... Hey, you were not a saint.
Oh, no, I'll hold my hands up.
You were a huge pain in the backside.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. But you used to... I just wanted to hang out with my older bro.
Hey, now we get to hang out all the time.
Yeah, that is true.
It's much better than we were friends, really got on really well when we were young and drift apart. Better become friends now and share a drink.
Yeah.
And also, the pair of us were little shits when we were young.
Yeah, we were god awful.
You were a little arsehole. I was a little arsehole. I don't know how our parents survived.
And now we're both just major arseholes.
I know, but at least we're self-sufficient as well.
Yeah. Go on then, what's your last question?
All right, my final question is, what did we call the game we used to play with Mayhew's toy tractor?
Oh, I don't remember that.
You don't remember we had a game with Mayhew's toy tractor? You remember the plastic tractor?
Yeah, I remember the plastic tractor.
We used to have a game where we would set things up and then drive into them while the other one of us pretended to be a driving instructor. And we'd take it in turns to be the driving instructor and be like, no, 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 oh, no, 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 oh, what are you doing? Oh, no, what are you doing? While the other one tried to knock everything over. And we had a name for that game to the point where one of us would say, do you want to go and play blank?
Driving lessons?
Oh, close. Crash Course.
Crash Course? That's quite inventive of us.
I thought it was a great name. You don't remember Crash Course? We used to play all sorts of weird games. There was a game, and it was something like the Cowboy and the Wizard. Or the Spaceman and the Wizard.
Who's who?
I feel like I was the Wizard.
Yeah. I imagine I was probably the Spaceman and or Cowboy.
And we had a name for that as well, and I can't remember what it was. Well, either way, that brings us to the final scores.
How did I do?
You got 5 out of 10.
How the fuck did I get 5 out of 10?
You got my favourite movie, my favourite beer, Sergeant Weenie, that I've broken no bones, and that I got 2-1 on my degree. And you didn't get the pub that I worked in, Crash Course, 10 Winslow Road, Mr. Davies the teacher, and Care Bear Alarm Clock. What did I get?
You got 6 out of 10.
Hey.
Oh, I really thought I was going to win that.
I thought you were as well. I panicked writing the quiz because I was like, I'm not going to get any of these right.
I haven't won a single thing this podcast.
No, I don't think you have.
Not any debate.
None of the polls.
Wow. Sometimes you've got to ask yourself, what do you do it for?
For the listeners?
Yeah. Yeah. For the listeners.
And for a bit of quality time.
Well, there we go. Well, maybe if we end up doing a new season, it'll be my season. I'll win everything.
That'll be your season. We'll come out of the gate swinging.
All right.
Well, I guess it's time to ring the bell for the last time and sign off.
Let's do it.
Well, for the last time in Series 1, that was Time at the Bar.
It's time for us to finish our drinks and head home.
We'll be taking a short break for now, but you can still catch up with us on Twitter at lastcall_pod.
If you have missed any episodes or just want to listen to earlier episodes again, you can find them all on Spotify and on our website, thelastcallpodcast.co.uk.
We've had a great time making this over the last 10 weeks, and we wanted to say thank you to everybody who's tuned in and listened.
So don't forget to set your glasses back to the bar, and we hope to see you very soon in Series 2.